Number 5. My bed felt crowded. I opened my eyes and saw my reflection. I thought it was strange because the only mirror in my apartment was in my bathroom. "Move over," my reflection said. And then I remembered. I had cloned myself. I thought having a clone would solve all of my problems. My clone could do my work while I stayed home and watched TV. I could be twice as efficient. Instead, my clone ate my last piece of cake, spent too much time in the bath, and borrowed my favorite shirt. And that was just the first day. I rolled over and saw another reflection. "You're too close," she said. That's right. My clone had made a clone. It was Monday, so I got up to go to work. I was so disappointed in the clones. Like every workday, I bought a newspaper at the bookshop. The owner said, "Hello again." I thought that was strange because I hadn't seen him since Friday. And then the security guard at my building said, "Welcome back." I couldn't understand it until I arrived at my office and saw myself sitting at my desk. It turned out that I was a clone, too.